The Albany Central School District held another of its long, torturous meetings about the massive cuts that they have had to undertake this year because of both COVID and the inability of our U.S. Senate to help municipalities or school districts with the economic travails that have hit our country this year. We listen in as Superintendent Kawita G. Adams talks about how the beginning week of school has gone, and then hear a little bit of the back and forth as everybody waits for changes in the financing picture and word from the state government whether cuts to basic aid will be occurring as previously promised.
So as always, we start with our vision, mission, and goals to make sure that we are in alignment with those things that we value and the things that we believe in. And despite the budget challenges that we are facing right now, we are still committed to our vision, our mission, and increasing student achievement, delivering quality instruction, building our leadership capacity, empowering our families, and partnering with our diverse community. And during these times, it is even more important that we have our community partners with us as we move forward. Our objective tonight is to ensure that we're updating the board on the current status of our state and fiscal aid, but also on the reopening status of the district. Our goals: we must have a balanced budget. We need to make sure that we are providing a level of certainty with our families, our teachers, and staff. Everything is changing so very quickly, and we are really trying to keep up with all of the information communication-wise, and so we do emphasize that parents need to stay in tune with our website because information is changing very rapidly, as well as information from the school. We also know that we value in-person education. We know that we are focusing on our students who are most vulnerable, and also creating a robust learning environment for our virtual learners as well as those in-person learners. We want to maintain as many staff as possible despite the challenges that we have within our budget and the restructuring that we've had to do. It has been critical to our organization. We will move forward understanding that everything that we have put in place, we value that. However, with our budget reductions, we understand that we have to do so much restructuring, and we are still in the process of trying to maintain as many positions as possible. A little background just to review. On August 20th, the New York State Division of Budget presented their quarterly state budget fiscal plan update, and the emphasis is with no federal action to provide COVID-19 relief. We know that the state did begin withholding 20% of most local aid payments. And so for a district like ours, that 20% in foundation aid would be about $16.5 million. And if applied to all state aid, it would be $23.2 million. Information provided by the Alliance for Quality Education supports that in New York's 205 high-needs districts, including Albany, we are looking at experiencing changes to our instructional program that we will feel for years to come. And so it's important to note that districts with high percentages of African-American students, of Latina students, students who are at risk, that we are facing an average cut of $2,662 per student, while districts which are less dependent on state aid have a cut of approximately $873. So our known factors, just to make sure that people are aware of, these are the things that we know: that public school districts in New York rely on tax receipts for most revenue through the first half of the fiscal year, which would be July through December. It is also important to note that these first payments will happen by September 30th. That is when we anticipate the current fiscal year to receive that first state aid payment. Typically, the The typical state payment schedule for school aid each year backloads payments, and in the second half of the school year, district's fiscal year, about 67% would come forward. In Albany, based on this annual payment schedule, we receive approximately $74.6 million of our total anticipated state aid of $118.3 million, and that would be between March and June. There are some other factors that I think we need to make sure that we know, that we consider as we are talking about the budget impact. School districts are limited to 4% of budget in unallocated fund balance, which gives us a smaller unrestricted reserve than most of our municipalities. We have limited flexibility because our unallocated fund balance for the 19-20 fiscal year was about $4.8 million, and 50% would be committed to the 2021 fiscal year budget. School districts can also hold restricted reserves. However, they cannot be used for operating expenses. So when people say, why don't you just take your reserves and use them to cover your operating expenses? That is not permitted. We are not allowed to do that. However, we do have a recent law that allows us to borrow from our restricted reserves. However, we do need to pay that back in 5 years with interest. And so those funds were set aside to protect the district against any significant fiscal changes. Future equity considerations. We have been advocating for an equitable distribution of school funding reductions for high needs districts. Also, charter school payments, that districts receive some relief with regard to the charter school payments, and that if we are to accept reductions, that those reductions are, that they are equitably assessed. And then with the December 31st state look back, we know that the governor will evaluate the state finances for the current fiscal year and provide guidance about the state's ability to meet its budget for the 2021 budget projections. Where we are now after last week with regard to our reductions in staff, what we started out with, we were at 222.1 positions. 181.6 of those positions were reduced through layoffs, positions, FTE reductions. 40.5 of those positions were abolished due to vacancies or savings through grant funding. So you see the breakdown listed below in the different categories. As we have been moving forward, and again, there are changes happening every day. And so based on some of our programming and instructional needs, we have recalled 6 positions, 2 sixth grade positions, a 0.5 health position, and 4 teaching assistant positions. So in total, we have reduced 215.6 total positions. And then you can see the breakdown of the different bargaining units. I will call attention to the APSTA with the 78.2, 40 of those positions were classroom teachers. The others are non-classroom professionals. These reductions equal about $15.5 million. And so we are holding, based on the anticipated outcomes from the board meeting on September 8th. The strengths, making sure that we understand that technology is a shared responsibility. It's not just one person's job, it's all of our responsibility. Being agile and responsive across the entire organization. Gaining a deeper skill set and growing effort across this organization. People are tapping into skills that they never knew they had when it comes to technology. And then at this time, being able to position ourselves to close the digital divide. At this juncture, we are looking at Chromebook distribution to begin in the next few weeks based on the number of students in the home. So we're starting with approximately 500 Chromebooks that we have now that will be distributed. Over the next week, we'll have 500 more. And as our deliveries come in moving forward, we are prioritizing at schools based on the number of school-age children in the home. So the more students that are in the home, those are the ones who would receive the computers first. And this will be, again, a phased in process. And so we will be starting that in the next few weeks.
Thank you very much, Superintendent Adams. I know this has been an extremely trying time for administrators, for teachers, for parents, for students, as we all settle into a new routine. It is nice that at least now we are in somewhat of a routine, since this is the first full week of full-time instruction and we will not have a schedule change again, so that I think will help. Board colleagues, can we start by talking about the fiscal piece of it? I'm going to go through to slide. I'm just rolling down here because most of this is big picture fiscal questions that I think could be taken all together. Slides 1 through 10, I think, are really the overall fiscal picture before we get into the staffing changes picture. Can we start with that? Anybody have questions on slides 1 through 10? Board Member Wilson, you look more ready. Why don't you go, and then if Board Member Mann is ready, she can go second.
I know that we forewent having a meeting last Wednesday in lieu of not hearing from the Division of Budget. And at this juncture, do you know if we have or any other school district has heard anything pertaining to the suggestion that we wait or forego any decisions that we make?
We have not received any additional guidance.
You said that with such a calm attitude, which is, you know, it's a very difficult topic.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.